Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing the series Great Hymns and Their Writers. And in the course of this podcast, we're going to look at the hymn Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, by the hymn writer John Newton. Now, let me read the epitaph that John Newton wrote for himself. John Newton, Clerk. Once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long laboured to destroy. It goes without saying, almost, that a man who could write such an epitaph for himself was the one which John Newton wrote above, would be a man who would be more than persuaded that if he had been saved at all, then he had been saved by the free unmerited mercy and love of God, that he had been saved by grace. And it's the theme of that saving grace that I want to look at briefly in this podcast, in the lines from John Newton's hymn, as he tells of God's gracious dealings with him that astounded his soul and filled his heart with the music of mercy. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And surely one of the deficiencies of our present mode of thinking with regards to the grace that saves our soul is that it fails to amaze us. We have learned to take salvation for granted and forgotten that the free gospel was the most costly thing ever purchased by God. John Newton, perhaps, was in no way mistaken about the wonder of his salvation, because he viewed it all in the light of his wretchedness before the Lord. As he says in his epitaph, he was an infidel and libertine. He could boast that none could swear as he could, and he did become a servant of slaves in Africa, because at one point in his life he had sunk so low as to become a slave's slave. The grace, then, that saved a wretch like him was amazing grace, and the sound of it was sweet. But it's the inner wretchedness that Newton is especially speaking about here, and this is something every redeemed sinner ought to know something about, and so magnify the grace that has redeemed their soul. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. But Newton was never blind as far as his physical eyesight goes, but he was inwardly blind until the Lord of Glory anointed his eyes with eye salve, and now I see, he says. And how did he come to realize that he was spiritually blind and spiritually lost? Well, says Newton, it too was by grace, for, as Paul says, it's all of grace. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Thou hast wounded and thou must heal, as the prophet humbly acknowledges before his God in heaven. Grace shows our need of Christ, and grace extends the hand of mercy to meet that need. No wonder Newton sings out the last two lines of that verse, how precious did his grace appear, the hour I first believed. It's only the believer in Christ who can see the preciousness of God's unmerited sovereign grace that has brought redemption to his soul. But who then, like the believer, should bow beneath the rod of God's omnipotence, which is the scepter of his grace? This is the theme of John Newton's testimony hymn. Grace saved him, and grace will keep him. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And so on to the end of the hymn. The great poet of Olney can write, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. And here is why he can write it. It's because grace has established its throne in his heart, and he has learnt through God's merciful dealings with him that Christ is precious. This is what is meant by sovereign grace. Once it was sovereign sin, as sin reigned unto death, says the great apostle Paul, but now it's sovereign grace. Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Indeed, indeed, the grace of our redemption is amazing grace. May its sound be sweet to our ears if we have received this grace of God from the God of grace. Amen. And may we think on these things to the blessings of our souls. This has been a podcast from The Wicket Gate magazine. The Wicket Gate can be found on wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for joining me in considering the meaning behind this hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. Amen.